Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us for the next hour, talking all things Titans here on Robbie and Rex Row. We'll take your questions for PK. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. So PK, Legarius Sneed continuing to make headlines for the Titans for not the right reasons. At first it was the injury and he couldn't get on the field, and now we have a legal situation going on with Legarius Sneed, with a man from Texas accusing Sneed or his assistant of shooting at him at a car dealership in Texas in December of 2024. So let's just pick up from there. Your reaction when you heard about this, and as you've looked into this, what's your thoughts on this situation with Legarius Sneed and where things stand from the Titans' perspective on that front?
It's a very fishy situation, obviously. They say, an arrest was made. Either he or his associate shot at this guy. There's a civil lawsuit. I looked in great detail for a police report. I did not make a phone call. There's no police report in the online databases of the three counties this could be in. But in the Associated Press report, and so I'm thinking, but of what we know, it seems to me it would be very hard to suspend him based on what's known. But in the Associated Press report, it says the police report that they got is very, a lot was redacted. So I don't understand why things would be redacted from a regular police report that they did get their hands on. That leads to problems. I got sniffed that at the combine they were unhappy with Sneed over stuff that was not football related. I tried to do some digging there locally and didn't really turn anything up. I don't know if that stuff is just this or if it's this plus other stuff. I certainly would be worried about his behavior regardless of if it's just this or if it's more than this. So they're in a weird spot with him right now. There certainly is some degree of potential for a suspension. The league never tends to act fast on these things. We're in mid-April. They've known about it since at least February 20th when this lawsuit came to light.
Right.
But even that's a relatively fast turnaround for the Titans, for the league to do something by September, first week of September. And so there's this air of mystery around Legarius Sneed. Now, I would bet on him being available opening day, but there's no guarantee there. And I think it would heighten. I already would have bet on them drafting a cornerback, but I think you can expect an incoming cornerback anyway.
So yeah, the point you bring up there about the redacted police report, that is very strange to me.
Yeah.
I read a million police reports. You know, the stuff I usually expect to get redacted is like when you use open records for universities, or, you know, you're FOIAing like Bill Belichick's emails with his girlfriend in North Carolina, and there'll be like names of like if you, seriously, if you FOIA stuff like like from universities, like any of the athletes' names get redacted, all that stuff. You know, that's like automatic. Police report. Why? I don't.
Much of what happened bizarre. Is redacted in the police report obtained by the Associated Press. Yeah. Well, much of what happened, the what happened is what should be on the record. Maybe right. You redact some names to keep right. people from being badgered by further reporting. But
yeah, police report is like supposed to be a
record of what happened.
Yeah. such a weird situation. So do you know the financial aspect of this in terms of you know, if he were to be punished, how would that affect, you know, his guarantees and things like that with the Titans?
Yeah, they get off the hook for a lot if he gets suspended. I think pretty much the standard language of an NFL contract. So I think, you know, that would work in their favor, not that they're rooting for that sort of thing.
So just to be clear, though, in terms of like you're saying based on what we currently know about this, you would be surprised if there's a suspension. But as more information comes out, that could change is what you're saying.
I mean, right now it's unclear who shot and what the circumstances were and all of that. And there's only a civil suit out of it. I can't find a court date for anything. So there's a lot of detail that needs to be filled in still.
One of the more interesting things that this Texas man's attorney, Levi McCathern, said in here was, quote, "The unprovoked aggravated assault of my client with a deadly weapon is part of a pattern of behavior for Mr. Snead, and he must be held responsible for his actions so that they don't happen again." Now, Stilley had this guy on a couple of days ago, and he asked him about, like, the pattern of behavior. And the guy's response, McCathern's response, was basically like, "Well, I don't really have any hard evidence on that, but just some things I've heard," was basically what he said. So I don't know how usable that's going to be in terms of a pattern of behavior here, but that part of it sounded a little fishy to me. But what did you make of those comments about a pattern of behavior as it relates to LeJarius Sneed?
Well, I took it to have meaning until I hear that, in which instance I take it to be a blowhardy lawyer talking. But when I heard stuff from the Titans, I thought they were indicating there's a pattern of behavior. So layering what I heard in Indianapolis and this lawyer using that, I think there may be a pattern of behavior, but the lawyer kind of backing down from it doesn't give it much backbone.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, like a lawyer in his situation, like they say stuff like that a lot, you know. Doesn't mean it's not true or there isn't something, but like,
well, let's hear the quote from McCathern, what he said on Stillman's show on Monday. Here was the attorney in this case, Levi McCathern, on Stillman and Company.
"Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I can tell you all about how bad his knees are from a football standpoint, but I don't know anything about a pattern of behavior. So what is this pattern of behavior that you're referring to in that comment?"
"It's my understanding, although I don't have the evidence like I have of the video here, that this kind of an episode has occurred with him previously. I don't have something that I can lay out for you that is 100% proof of that, but it is certainly my understanding."
So he's talking about not having proof of that, but that there is, he has heard.
Did he?
This is a pattern.
Did he ask him why the police report is redacted so much?
I don't think so. I don't think that came up.
No. Yeah, that's the other big question to me.
Another question. So, like, how literal is this? Like, there's a pattern of like cars driving around just randomly shooting at people, and which LeJarius Sneed was in that car. I mean, what are we like? What are we talking about here? I mean, it's my understanding. You know, okay, like, if you're doing stuff like this, there's probably a public record of it somewhere.
Yeah. Where is the question? All right. Where do you go look for that?
Well, and again, as we talked about yesterday, like, it feels like something pretty large in this is missing. Like, this is basically, like, there's no – There's no like record of like some physical confrontation previously between this man and Snead and his associate. Like basically it's like, well, like they like made eye contact, and then as the lawyer put it, they wheeled around in the Lamborghini, rolled the window down, started shooting at the car. Like I just don't know how we get from not really knowing each other. Like they've thrown out the possibility of a mistaken identity on the plaintiff side of things here. But like I don't know how you get from like nothing verbal apparently and nothing apparently physical to all of a sudden shooting up a car, as they're alleging. It's a strange leap there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Fancy cars. That's why Joe drives a Ford Prius first or Toyota Prius.
Toyota, I believe.
Yeah. First generation.
I used to have a Mazda GLC.
Did you?
That was my first car.
Nice.
1985 Mazda GLC.
We'll have more on the Snead front, more on the Titans front to get to with PK coming up next. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com with us here on the program. Talking all things Tennessee Titans, we're taking your thoughts, your questions for PK on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So I'm looking more into the Snead stuff here, and Stilley sent me a piece from the KC Star from November of 2021, and I'm just kind of reading through it here. But L'Jarius Snead apparently arrested twice in college. Now, the first one was, this is from the Kansas City Star in November of 2021. In the first arrest on New Year's Eve, he was riding in a car that was pulled over by police. This is a quote. He was charged with a possession of marijuana and a firearm, as was a friend. L'Jarius spent the night in jail before charges were dropped. He caught a break momentarily and goes on to talk about the second time that he was arrested, which I'm trying to sift through here at the moment in the KC Star where pop-ups and paywalls keep popping up. So I'll see if I can get to the bottom of what that second one was. I also found a tweet from Bleacher Report, and it's referenced a story that Mike Garofolo put out there back in May of 2022 that said this was a statement from an incident that occurred, and this is from the Minden Police Department. Quote, a random and unnecessary act of violence occurred when L'Jarius Snead was visiting his hometown. No one was injured, but gunshots damaged his vehicle. He was briefly questioned and released without incident. And then talked about the $5,000 reward out there for person or persons responsible for the act. So there is
guns
some
and cars.
Stuff, guns and cars.
Two times previously, that would be a pattern.
So,
yeah, that's not great. Yeah, I mean, so at least, I mean that's loosely again, how literal was the lawyer being? But if we're talking about some pattern with gun stuff, that there you have it. It's documented.
Yeah. All right. So, we were talking to begin the show, PK, about like the idea of drafting a corner. Like I still, from a need standpoint, let's say Snead is either injured or suspended and you've got a Woozy gone and Snead in his trouble, which is much of a concern anyway, without all this stuff, even with the knee stuff and the injury. But, like, where does corner fall in line of draft knee? Like, it's still behind edge rusher and receiver to me. Like, I put it this way. Like, you could probably get by at corner with players that they have on their roster right
Brownlee,
now.
Brownlee, Baker, McCreary.
Right. Like,
you at the very least would need a fourth.
Right.
I do feel like with the defensive coordinator they have in Denard, who's a defensive back specialist, if you will, that's a place where they can make things work better without, high-end draft talent. But it certainly gets earmarked more than it was a couple days ago.
Someone tweeting at us, Tennessee 615, people don't shoot at people for no apparent reason. Trust me, way more to the story. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm sure there's a lot more to this story, and maybe there is a history here among these people that has not been mentioned at all, and that's possible. But all I know is
we're just going off what we know. Yeah,
and if you're in his position, like think about that. Like, he has this guaranteed money. He is, let's face it, he's physically compromised. Okay, so to even be in that situation is kind of a big break, you know, that he has the deal he has, and you're putting yourself in that. I mean, there's just no excuse. Like, you have to get away from that stuff. I'm sorry, but like, look at like what you've been able to create for yourself, and to be in a situation like this is just, I mean, it's beyond stupid.
Well, I mean, look, Gentry said it. Gentry Estes was one on with us yesterday and said it best. Like, this is when you factor in everything with the Legarius Sneed trade. I mean, it's an absolute disaster. And it's the way that it's played out so far, from the injury and playing five games last year, and now you got all this stuff, and we'll see how this ends up playing out from the legal standpoint. But then even if he is on the field, and like, you're worried to death about injury again next year, like, so far this has just been an unmitigated disaster on the Legarius Sneed front.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's Mike Borgonzi, who was on the other side of it.
Yep.
When they were willing to get rid of a guy that Andy Reid told me, you know, was one of his absolute favorite players. But the knee was a concern, and maybe some of this stuff was a concern. And they're getting out of him early instead of late. And the team that they maybe fleeced, it's ironic that Borgonzi ends up here counting on him. But he knows better than anybody else, or as well as anybody, how much they should be counting on him.
Was that like on his cons list? As he's like debating taking the job, you know? Like,
well, they do have Legarius Sneed.
Now I have to go back and like have to deal with the mess that I got rid of here.
Yeah. I don't think there's much of a list of cons if you can get one of the 32 GM jobs.
True.
And it's true. So I don't know if you saw this. Cam Ward was on a video game stream last night.
I got some whiff of it last night that he was on some kind of stream, but I did not know exactly what. Had I known, I would have sent my son, who is a quality Fortnite player, to investigate.
So apparently he's on Fortnite last night, and he was talking about a great many things. Let's play the running back clip. So he was asked, you know, what about who's your favorite receivers in the league? Who's your favorite coaches in the league? Who are your favorite running backs in the league? Here's what Cam Ward on his Fortnite stream last night had to say on the running back front.
My top four running backs in the league right now, I would say Tony Pollard, Spears.
Okay. So he's got Pollard and Spears as his top two running backs in the NFL.
He's higher on Spears. There. He's higher on Spears than anybody else. Now he's trying to think of Cleveland's running back.
Well, you wait till you see what he said on receivers. You know, he said Ridley's the number one receiver in the league. You know who his number four receiver in the league is? Treylon Burks. Do we have that?
Bryce Oliver.
We do not have that, currently available. We could probably locate it. But yes, Treylon Burks, the number four receiver.
Yeah, I need to hear his.
He loves that one touchdown. He watches Treylon Burks one touchdown.
Like, Treylon Burks,
loop.
No cap. I'm dead serious. So I think he knows where he's going, or at least he's acting like he knows where he's going. Brian Callahan's his favorite coach too. So you'll be stunned to know all those things.
Sure. I mean, those three wins for gold.
Good stuff from Cam Ward on the Fortnite front last night. What a world we live in. That Titans fans are. I mean, we've gotten a ton of texts about that day. Did you guys see Cam Ward on Fortnite last night? Crazy world we live in right now.
I cannot wait to get in traffic on I-24. I tell you what, man, it's going to be amazing. Hot chicken, favorite food by far.
615.
Square dancing.
Hee Haw was my favorite show.
You know, I love these
child.
Naked statues they've got. You know, I can't believe down there.
I can't believe they took that show Nashville off the air. Connie Britton, favorite of mine.
Hey, man, he's leaning in. I respect it. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More with PK coming up next on the Titans front. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Ian working his way into my heart. Agreeable Ian.
Working his way. Good stuff here. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, our phone number. So, PK, you put it out there last night There's some 30 visits taking place today for the Titans. Cornerback Zah Frazier, running backs Cam Scatterboo, which Rex Rode lost mind about. Jordan James, also a running back on a 30 visit today. Let's start there, and so then we'll get to the
Scatterboo,
other three.
On Scatterboo, Rex Rode was looking for his birth certificate and soiled himself when that came
Pick
out.
Pick one.
Different Cam
Scatterboo.
Yeah.
So is it bad that I automatically am a, like everybody, you know, really off of that one game? I know he had a good season, but that one game was a glorious game. And fans just go gaga over that one game. That, oh, God, I would love to have this guy on my team. And my natural reaction is, no, I don't want that.
He did that all year, buddy. That all year.
That's
who he is.
I continue to look at this and say, man, they're taking their time looking at some running backs out here.
They really are.
They're looking at some running backs.
So Cam Ward might be into Tajay Spears.
But Mike
Borgonzi, not so much.
Yeah. Like, I'm starting to think they're taking a running back. I don't know if Tajay Spears is going to be on this team.
We knew that they wanted a running back in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. They've also looked more at defensive tackles than we would have expected in these 30 visits. And so, you know, look, they need a fourth guy there after Simmons, after Sweat, after Sebastian Joseph Day. But you know, it's more of a depth thing than it is a frontliner thing. And so that's interesting as well.
By the way, Brugler has his 7-round mock today.
Yep.
And, he has the Chiefs getting Scatterboo in the 3rd round at 95.
I don't know if anybody's heard the Titans do not have a 3rd round pick.
That's what I was going to say. Borgonzi.
It might be that pick.
Get into the 3rd round. In fact, yeah, that is, right?
I think so.
They've got two, probably. But is it a high third rounder or is it a low third rounder?
No, that's their own. That one is their own. They have 66 on the Titans. Good Lord, that'd be nice for the Titans, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Whoever's taken with that pick, Nashville's going to monitor their career.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys like that in the league. The monitoring's not going well.
So we've got a question on text line. And one from Stilly as well. Is Jordan James, is he an actual 30 visit or is he one of the local guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he is a 30 visit because they had a local day last Friday. This was an issue. This is a fascinating story with Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Golden Tate refused to be a local visit for the Tennessee Titans. Insisted on being a 30 visit. Wanted the 30 visit treatment. As opposed to the local visit treatment. Now I have no idea if James is doing any of that or if it was just a matter of him not being able, you know, maybe he was booked or whatever and needed to come in separately. But I think if you don't make it in for the way the Titans do it for their local visit day, that then you don't count as a local visit. It also depends on how he got here, you know. If he's here and he drove in, then he's a local visit.
Right.
If they had to fly him in, he's a 30 visit.
What's so awesome about the treatment of the 30 visit?
Well, you get flown in and put up.
Yeah. Spare no expense.
So it's the hotel.
Yeah.
I really love the Omni. I'd like to be there.
I don't know if these guys get – I mean, I think they're probably multiple levels of hotel. If you're a first-round prospect, you're probably getting something like the Omni. If you're a third-day prospect, you're probably getting the Residence Inn around the corner
getting the La Quinta that with the Denny's in the parking lot that I got in San Antonio. Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm all for it.
I'm at the Final Four, but got the waffle maker. My hotel.
I mean, the gym only had barbells and had no, like, you know, like machinery other than barbells.
What was our recent gout thing that we exchanged? I've forgotten it. It was very good. I meant to bring it up.
Yeah, I know.
I sent you guys some
gout. There's so many that we always navigate through.
I think there's a gout study that you were eligible for. Are you going to participate in that gout study?
Oh, like experimental gout drugs?
Yeah, you're too busy getting your real ID, I think, to make
it. Never-ending journey.
I mean, listen, man. I'll raise my hand. I'll participate in whatever need be. Maybe things will go quickly today at the driver services center, and I can pop over to the pharmacy.
You're gonna blaze through that.
I appreciate, by the way, on the text line, all the people are like, "Hey, all you gotta do is drive 3.5 hours out to a town you've never heard of. It's so fast."
Here it is. I found it. It was from my scrolling Instagram, I think. Do your favorite foods cause gout flare-ups? Join our clinical study, Fighting Gout at the Source, and get free care plus up to $1,330 for your time. That's $1,300 for your time. Wow. Apply now. How have you not applied?
So you're telling me that they can figure out a way for me to just go beer, red meat, and shellfish all picture I want and not get gout?
The picture is a beer and a double burger.
Well, but you know what the most amazing part of that is? Like, PK sent us that screenshot, and that's him scrolling through Instagram. It's a targeted ad for him. Like, PK has talked about gout so much that he's now getting targeted ads for gout flare-ups. On his Instagram.
I can't believe that didn't prompt you to run out for a beer and a burger.
Your phone just hears you say, gout, 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 over and over again. And now maybe someday you could be like me and get gout.
Oh,
and then we can go to these things together.
In all the ways I want to be like you, having gout is the number one way.
We got a texter that says, I'm in the gout study. It's in Hendersonville. It's a real thing. It's a couple hours per month, and you get $150 a month. Rex, it could be on something here.
Come on. An extra one bun.
Are you telling the truth, Texter?
Yes. I'm reading out of the text line. Why would he make that up? He gave
location. Now we have two pieces of evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, my texter. Advertisement and the Texter's information.
Okay, Texter, tell what happens? You go to this thing.
Electrotherapy.
How many needles are involved?
Is everybody like showing where on their foot it really hurts? Like, tell me what this entails.
Yeah, I mean, there's pain involved, but
$150 though.
Yeah, $150.
I do appreciate the people sending in, you know, suggestions for you and where you could go get your real ID though. Like, we got a lot. You got some people. Hey,
Martin.
Great spot in Hohenwald.
Martin,
that you could
good.
Go find. Yeah,
Burrow. Martin. We got a call for the Burrow. Yep, Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Here's what you do, Joe. Take a flight before you need the real ID to Knoxville or Memphis.
Land, pick it up fast, and then come on back. Let's get those air mile points going.
Yeah, some towns I've never heard of before. And, yeah, whoever said, like, the Murfreesboro is, like, people don't know about it. I mean, it's online, and I tried to get an appointment, and it's, like, July.
They wouldn't have you.
Frazier,
they know about it now.
Frazier texting me that Gout Awareness Day is May 22nd. So we're coming up.
That's 20 days, by the way, after Real ID goes into effect.
It is. And
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you that I'm pretty sure that's the day I'm flying back from New York. It's also a graduation day.
So Gout Awareness Day?
And it's Gout Awareness Day? Oh, yeah. My God. Worlds colliding.
Hey, also, Ravenwood and Nolensville are tied 1-1 in the big JV baseball series right now. Rubber match today.
Oh, boy.
Well, same with varsity.
Yeah.
And by the way, never mind
varsity.
We're not worried about varsity right now.
By the way, the Nolensville Knights, have Bo Holloway on the mound today.
Yeah.
The newly committed Vanderbilt Commodore, Bo Holloway.
Yeah, if you think he's going to Vanderbilt, you're a little off about what he's going to get offered after he gets drafted in the first round.
So, PK, we brought up this discussion earlier.
He's going to get the back.
Yeah. Like, we talked about that yesterday. Probably going pro, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't just right now say that that's like a 100% done deal.
Dude's a stud.
We'll see.
He's a junior. He's got a lot of time.
Absolutely.
We'll see how it goes. So, PK, we brought this up earlier. A lot of success the last couple of years here. You know, primarily when you bring this up, you're talking about Stroud and Daniels and the otherworldly rookie seasons that they have. But, I mean, look around last year. Bo Nix played great for Denver. Caleb Williams probably did not live up to some of the ridiculous hype that was around him heading into the year. But I think he walked away at the end of the year, if you watch Caleb Williams play, and said, yeah, he's got a chance to be pretty good in this league. We'll see about Penix. He only played 5 games. McCarthy didn't play last year. Drake May, you walked away at the end of the year, and I think thought he's got a chance to be pretty good. So it's a pretty decent run that rookie quarterbacks are on right now in the immediate rearview mirror. So how much does that, will that impact how Cam Ward is viewed by Titans fans as to what's success and what's failure in year one in your mind?
Well, I think there'll be two camps. I think the excited over expectation camp will probably win out, don't you? I think there'll also be a camp that's like, the offensive line won't be able to protect him. He'll get destroyed. And these are the Titans who can't develop quarterbacks. And so he's doomed. I think it'll be somewhere in the middle. I mean, things never go great for this team out of the gate with something like this. Not that they've been in this position. But, I think the last year was an extraordinary year. And it's unusual for a guy to come out and have just a great year, top to bottom, like Jaden Daniels did, leading a team from terrible to great. Now Washington was a real one-year turnaround. Houston, you saw things developing because they set themselves up with draft picks, and there was turnaround stuff happening. But I do think, people talk about slow playing a quarterback and sitting him and watching, and then you look at the other side of it and you say, well, I mean, if Jaden Daniels is coming in and doing that, why can't your guy do that? And I wouldn't expect a sitting scenario. I mean, I don't – these five-year quarterbacks who've played a ton – I mean, Brian Callahan was talking very candidly about that without referring to guys like Penix and Nix,
yep,
who came in and did quite well off of having all of that experience. Then the question is, those guys get figured out a little bit in their second time through after there's significant film out there around them. But look, I have no idea how he's going to do until you see him out there and see what he's going to do. If he's not starting on opening day, that suggests a big problem to me. You're investing number one pick in him. You've revamped your offensive line. You should have another good weapon for him, so at least two good receivers. But they should be able to hit the ground running with him, with at least some sort of limited playbook to start that opens up, and then he can do some great freelancing, which is part of what makes him appealing, because we know there's a low percentage of plays that go exactly like the X's and O's are written up.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about those guys is it's not just that they were obviously great right away, Daniels last year, Stroud the year before, but both of those teams also ended up being much better than we thought. I think the general expectation of the Texans, they would be terrible 2 years ago.
Yep.
They had some – I think they had actually accumulated talent maybe better than I realized, but also obviously a bunch of ads that helped right away, the coaching change. And then same with Washington last year. I thought the Titans would be more like Washington in terms of maybe some more signings and some more attempts to fill holes, which they talked about. But I don't know. It's hard for me to get to – this collection of players, even after a draft, even if you have a good draft,
still a lot
being
of holes.
Able to, yeah, it's like there's still like just so many deficiencies, it seems to
yeah.
me. Anyway,
it looks like a 2 year project that they'll be halfway through a 2 year project, unless they hit at an incredible rate and get contributions from a couple fourths and a couple fifths, and that's just asking a lot.
We'll have one more segment with PK coming up next. Take more of your questions for PK on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. The fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament coming up. Benefiting Folds of Honor presented by Gary Force Acura. Cromwell Media, along with Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, proud to announce we'll be back at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th, to make a difference while having a great time. You can join us, a few guest media members, athletes, and musicians, as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. You can sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Robbie and Rex Road.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie and Rex Road live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie and Rex Road here on the program, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Big A, we were just talking during the break. The idea that they're looking at running back, I think clearly they're at least considering taking a running back with how heavily they're looking at it here. It is kind of amazing when you think back. You've got Evans, Darrington Evans taken in the third round, Spears taken in the third round, as you pointed out, Haskins in the fourth round. You know, it's not like it's first round picks, but it's you know, based on where running back is in the league right now, relatively high draft capital on three guys that to this point, in the case of Spears and the other two guys we know, have given you basically nothing.
Yeah. I'd call it three fails. I mean, Spears isn't done yet. And I think Spears as a pass catcher
is really
good. But, I mean, you can't just put a running back out there and say, well, he's only going to catch passes. And so, you know, things like this tend to get buried because their fails at other spots have been so much bigger and their fails higher. You know, so we're busy talking about Isaiah Wilson and Caleb Farley and Treylon Burks. And so Darrington Evans goes, you know, untalked about. But, you know, those are the three backs they drafted since Derrick Henry. Now,
I mean, look, Robbie, you say like where things are at running back. But the thing is, that's what teams do, right? Like they draft and then they don't pay a second contract. Running back, look how important running back still is in this league, you know? I mean, it's, and I don't think it's ever going to change. It's just that it's, you just don't expect anyone to get to their second deal. But, I mean, Ashton Jeanty, and I know he's a different deal because he's a freak, but, I mean, he's going to go certainly in the top 10, right,
yeah,
of this draft.
Yes.
I mean, so I mean, look, if the Titans get Scataboo, I think Super Bowl by 2020, probably maybe the first year they're in the new stadium.
Is that including a trade for Hooker or not?
I mean, I'm not ready to start projecting a dynasty, but if you want to talk about a dynasty, okay, then we can start getting into that talk, okay? I want to be realistic here, Paul.
Yeah, okay.
We've gotten a lot of questions today about this. I don't think it's worth spending a ton of time on, but I'll throw it out to you guys anyway. The Dolphins are looking to trade Jalen Ramsey. Any idea whatsoever that the Titans would kick the tires on that? It makes no sense to me.
They just traded for L'Jarius Sneed. Now you're going to trade again for another aging corner?
What if Sneed is suspended and they get off the hook for his money?
Yeah, well, they got to draft a cornerback.
I'm just throwing the devil's advocate out there. Yeah. I don't want him to do it.
Jalen Ramsey's been a great player, but he's obviously getting older. Also, like, I just don't think – I don't think Jalen Ramsey is going to enjoy his time playing for a 6-11 football team either.
No, I don't either.
So I think it's a terrible idea.
Joe, on the record, 6-11. Doubling their win total.
I'm trying to be optimistic here, man.
Filled with optimism.
If they go 6-11, but Cam Ward shows promise and you can see something there, is Brian Callahan the coach in 2026?
Need more about what it looks like.
I don't have that for you right now.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it'd be borderline.
What if Treylon Burks is a top four wide receiver in the NFL? Like,
well, I mean, that alone would warrant an extension. Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if Treylon Burks is a top four receiver this year, I think regardless of what else happens, that's miracle working. And would, I mean, I know in the college ranks, that would get you four more years.
Yeah.
Amy would give a lifetime contract to the entire front office.
And to Treylon Burks.
BK, thank you, sir, for being in with us.
Don't block the box and be sure to lock your locks.
Jason Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.